be good.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy! I'm going to be in the school show. They pick six of us, three boys and three girls.
Congratulations, honey.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
What are you going to do? Play the target and knife throwing act?
No, Jeff, I'm going to dance. Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Well, that's like a return on an investment. All those dancing lessons weren't for nothing.
Yes.
I think it'll be a fine experience for you, honey.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. Of course, there's a lot of hard work ahead of me. Rehearsals and fittings, all that stuff.
Well, that's all part of it.
Yes, so I thought maybe until the show was over.
Here it comes, Jeff.
I was wondering, could I be excused from dishwashing?
Well, honey, why don't we wait and see how busy you'll actually be?
Oh, but, Mother, it's not just a question of how busy I am.
It isn't, huh? What else is involved?
Well, Daddy, I mean, can you imagine a movie star washing dishes?
I can. Can you?
Yep. Don't take it too hard, sis. That's show business.
You up on the stage with the rest of the kids?
They're in the show.
Well, so are you.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be in it. That's what I'm waiting to tell Mr. Cooper.
Well, why did you try out in the first place?
I didn't want to. My mother made me.
Listen, Kenny, I used to be just as scared as you are, maybe even scareder, but not anymore. Well, I used to just die at the thought of talking to more than three people at one time, and, the idea of being in a big show like this was just too much.
Well, I've seen you in action. You do fine.
Well, that's since I got my lucky coin, Kenny. Here it is. It's never failed me, Kenny, and I'm sure it'll work for you.
Gee, Mary.
You know, Kenny, a lot of the biggest names in show business carry Lucky Charms, and when you find one that works for you, it's something to hold on to.
I don't know how to thank you.
Well, don't, Kenny. Just come up on the stage with the rest of the kids. Mr. Cooper, kids.
These windows are a disgrace. I've been wanting to make new drapes for months.
Honey, will you let go?
Oh.
I don't think my patients care very much about the decor of my office. All they want to know is, do they have to take a shot? Can they stay home from school? I get 94 inches.
94, and I'll allow 6 inches for an overlap. May not mean anything to your patients, but it certainly does to their mothers.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy.
Honey.
Hi, sweetheart. Oh, new drapes for the office.
Oh.
How'd your rehearsal go?
Oh, it was great. We didn't do much. Mr. Cooper just wanted us to get acquainted. He said he'd give us our parts next time. Mm. You know, I did something awful.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Cooper didn't expect much on your first rehearsal.
No, I don't mean that. It was about Kenny Bruce. He's that short, real shy boy.
Oh, yes, the Bruce children are patients.
Oh, yes, I remember. Well, now, what was this terrible thing you did to Kenny Bruce?
Well, Kenny was real scared and he wanted to quit, but... Well, I talked him into staying in the show. I gave him a lucky coin.
Why, Mary, that was a very nice thing to do.
But it wasn't really a lucky coin. It was just an old penny I found in my purse. I told him it was a lucky coin.
Honey, you've stumbled upon one of the trade secrets of the medical profession. That plain, ordinary penny which you prescribed for Kenny Bruce was a placebo.
A what?
A placebo. It's a pill made up of harmless ingredients that sometimes works wonders with imaginary ailments.
So you see, you needn't feel guilty about that little deception.
As a matter of fact, I'm delighted you talked him into sticking with the show. It'll be good for him.
Well, that's a relief.
Kenny stammers, doesn't he?
No, not all the time.
Well, it's worse at times of emotional stress. But I think the experience of being in the show will be good for him. Might help him a great deal, build his self-confidence.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
What's going on? This looks like a court-martial scene I saw on TV last night.
Nothing that concerns you. How does a nice, intelligent boy like Kenny lose his confidence in the first place?
Oh, I don't suppose there's a simple answer to that, but I think a contributing factor is an adorable little sister who's pampered too much.
Well, how about an adorable big sister? A star of show business. You know, I open the paper to read the comics, and you know what I find? My adorable big sister with her adorable big smile.
Oh, hey, let's have a look. Oh, honey, you look wonderful. That's great.
What I want to know is, will all this destroy my self-confidence?
First, we'll see if it destroys your appetite. Then we'll worry about your confidence.
Mommy, can I flip this out for my scrapbook?
Yes, do, by all means.
Thank you.
Darling, would you help me with the rose?
Oh, sure.
Oh, Jeff, wait a minute.
What do you want?
Well, I was wondering if you would take my turn doing the dishes tonight.
Well, I suppose you have to be at rehearsal working your little footsies to the bone.
No, I want to experiment with a new hairdo.
Oh, brother. I suppose we can't let Miss Twinkletoes of Hilldale High get dishpan hands.
Thanks a lot.
Now, wait a minute. Tomorrow night you have to promise to take my turn.
Why?
Because I'm going to be busy having my head examined for taking your turn tonight.
Mother, may I help you?
Now, there's no need in telling you that we've got a lot of work ahead of us. But with a little luck and a great deal of cooperation, I feel we'll come up with a first-rate show. I don't see anything else. I guess that's about all for today. But let's be all on time tomorrow, huh? Oh, will the six dancers stay for a moment? Tomorrow, we're going to bear down on the dance numbers. We haven't worked out for three couples. There'll be Bill Sanford and Janie Grant. Paul Wilson and Roz Bagley and Kenny Bruce and Mary Stone.
Hey, great.
Yeah.
I assume you've all met. If you haven't, you better get acquainted by tomorrow. That's all.
Your lucky coin's working for me already.
Oh?
By getting you for my partner, I consider that a very lucky break for me.
Well, thank you, Kenny.
You coming?
No, not right now. Excuse me, please. Mr. Cooper?
Yes, Mary, what's on your mind?
It's about the pairing of the dancers. You probably didn't notice, but Kenny Bruce is much shorter than I am.
He's not much shorter, Mary.
Well, anyway, Janie Grant is shorter than Kenny, and her partner is Bill Sanford, who's taller than I am. So, well, I thought if Janie could dance with Kenny and I could dance with Bill, we'd all look much better.
You know, Mary, that arrangement had occurred to me. But I thought that the arguments for pairing you with Kenny were stronger than the arguments against.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I've noticed how well you and Kenny have been getting along.
Oh, but Kenny's been getting along good with everybody these last few days.
Yes, I've noticed that too, and I'm delighted. But you know, I didn't dream you'd have any objection to Kenny as a partner.
Oh, well, it's not that I object to Kenny personally.
I understand. I just hope Kenny will.
Then you'll switch us around?
Mm-hmm. If you insist. You do insist, don't you?
No, I don't insist, Mr. Cooper, but... Well, I just think it would be better.
Yes, I suppose it would be for you if you feel that way about it, but... I'm sure it'd make Kenny miserable. Shall I make the switch?
No. Let it stand, Mr. Cooper.
Bye, Mary.
Goodbye.
Oh, it just isn't fair. Mr. Cooper made me feel like a rat deserting a sinking ship.
Mary, I'm afraid I side with Mr. Cooper in this. I think he was very wise to consider Kenny's self-confidence more important than your vanity.
Well, Daddy, what about my confidence?
I've never known you to suffer any lack in that department. And after all, to worry about a boy being an inch shorter than you
are. It's more than an inch, Daddy. I tower over him.
Oh, you don't tower over him.
Of course not.
Although I do think it's more than an inch.
Yes, it is. It's a very important inch, and I really don't see how it's going to help his confidence if we look ridiculous together.
Oh,
you won't look ridiculous, dear.
You'll both be moving around. You're not going to be standing back to back for people to measure you.
You're the only one who'll be aware of the difference.
And you don't think other people will notice?
Not very much.
I guess I'm stuck then. Good night, Mother.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, honey.
There's a rumor you're going to give Kenny Bruce the brush.
First of all, it's none of your business. Second of all, it's not true. And third of all, how did you find out?
I've got agents everywhere.
You were eavesdropping.
Well, if you were, Jeff, it's not a nice thing to do.
Well, I just happened to be sitting on the steps last night while Mary was crying her poor little heart out. Now, do you call that eavesdropping?
Yes.
We have to learn to respect each other's privacy. It's just as important as respecting each other's confidences.
Okay. But it helped me to resist temptation if you don't lower your voice when you have something private to say.
If I don't lower my voice?
Well, sure. You see, when I hear loud voices, I just turn them off. But when I hear low voices, I get curious and I listen.
Well, whatever you heard, Jeff, don't repeat it outside this family.
My lips are sealed. But are you going to sell Kenny down the river?
No, I'm going to stay and be his partner.
Good.
Well, I wish it made me as happy as it seems to make everybody else around here.
I know you're worried about being taller than Kenny, and I think I have an idea that may help.
What?
Cut off the top of your head. You'll never miss it.
Mother, do I have to face this monster so early in the morning?
Why don't you both do less talking and finish your breakfast?
Well, I got another idea to solve your problem.
Jeff, I'd love not to hear it.
Put Kenny on stilts. Now, goodbye.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Come on, Mom.
Oh. Look, honey, he doesn't mean half the terrible things he says.
No, you know, Mother, he may just have given me an idea. Bye, Mommy.
Goodbye.
Your feet that you stop listening to the music.
That's all I have to say. It's all today for the dancers. Let's get the singers up here now.
You're really getting that routine down now, Kenny.
Thanks, Murray. Having you for a partner makes it easy.
Well, maybe it's the other way around.
Why don't you help me? I never danced this well before.
Well, I guess it couldn't have worked out better then, could it?
Not for me.
You know, Kenny, I read an article once in one of those show business magazines. It said that most of the stars, the men, I mean, wear special lifts in their shoes to make them look taller.
You want me to get shoes with lifts?
Oh, no, that's not what I mean at all, Kenny. It doesn't make any difference to me what kind of shoes you wear. I just thought you'd be interested to know what the professionals wear.
Oh.
I mean, I certainly wouldn't suggest something like that. That would be entirely up to you.
I understand. But if I got the shoes with Liz, I wouldn't be shorter than you.
Well, I've got to go change, Kenny. I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Jeff? Jeff, are you ready?
I have been ready all day.
Aren't you dressed yet?
All except my coat. And I've been known to struggle into a coat in a matter of seconds.
Charlie, dear, it's almost 7:30. Mary, what's keeping you? Now, look, it's very important that we remain perfectly calm. I mean, it would be very bad for Mary if we showed any nervousness.
All right, we'll be as cool and placid as you.
Never mind. frightens me. Now, I don't want any teasing by either one of you. Is that clear? Mary, hurry!
Will you take it easy? The show doesn't go on till 8:30. There's plenty of time.
But the cast has to be there at 7:45.
In that case, I'll get my coat.
Yeah, well, hurry!
How are we going to live through two nights of this?
Mary, how do you feel, dear?
I feel fine. Oh, I'm sick.
For a doctor, do something.
Is it a fluttery feeling in the pit of the stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only one cure for that. Curtain going up. Come on.
You know, if she's scared, you can imagine how Kenny's going to be.
Jeff. Look, honey, as soon as you get there and backstage with the rest of the children, you'll be all
right. No, he's right. Kenny will be a wreck. I'm shaking all over and I'm not even the nervous type.
It's a temporary condition, honey. You know, the biggest stars feel the same way on opening night.
Yes. All right. Here we go.
Let's go. Come on, Jeff.
That's show business.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi, Mary. My, you look nice. Now, there's nothing to be afraid of. Everything is going to be fine. Just don't get nervous and keep calm.
No, Bill, not there.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Mary.
Are you scared? Yeah, me too, but... Well, my dad said it'll all pass as soon as the curtain goes up.
Oh, Kenny, you got them, the shoes with the lifts.
Yeah. I had them made. They were just finished this afternoon.
Oh, Kenny, that's just wonderful. Excuse me, I've got to go put my hat on.
Joke, and in a few months you won't even remember it happened.
Mother, I guess we have different ideas about what's funny.
Oh, darling, I know it wasn't funny. It was a shattering experience, and I'm not going to try to minimize it. But that was last night. Tonight's performance? Well, yes. Mother, you don't seem to understand that. Just nothing could drag me to that theater tonight. I want to move away from Hilldale. I never want to show my face here again. Well, if we can't move away right now, I'm going to wear a heavy black veil over my face so nobody will notice me. Well, until I'm old enough to move away myself.
That heavy black veil will certainly keep people from noticing you.
So please don't even talk about tonight's performance.
All right, we won't talk about it. But please try to eat something, honey.
Honestly, Mother, I'm not hungry.
Well, I'll leave the tray here and there. I have some things to do downstairs.
I'm afraid it wouldn't do any good to convince her to go on tonight.
Why not?
Well, because I don't think there's a chance of getting Kenny within miles of that auditorium. He's probably more upset than she is.
Well, I suppose you're right. Well,
They look pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little disappointed that Mary's so filled with self-pity. She doesn't seem to be aware of the fact that Kenny was hurt, too.
Well, maybe that's our fault. You know, we kept pushing Kenny's problem on her. After all, Mary isn't Kenny's mother.
Nor is Doctor.
I'll get it. Oh, come in, Kenny.
Mrs. Stone, I'd like to see Mary.
I'll tell her you're here. Would you like to sit down? Mary, Kenny Bruce is here to see you. I want you to go downstairs and talk to him.
Mother, I told you I don't want to see anybody in Hilldale, and least of all, Kenny Bruce.
Look, Mary, there are a lot of people who share in the responsibility for what happened last night. Mr. Cooper, your father, me, you.
Me?
Well, honey, you suggested the lifts that caused him to fall. The only really innocent victim in this whole situation is Kenny Bruce, who didn't want to be in the show in the first place. Your father and I will be very disappointed in you if you humiliate him further by refusing to see him. I think she'll be down in a minute. Excuse me.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Kenny.
I know apologies can't help, but I just want you to know I'd give anything in the world for last night not to have happened. I hope Mr. Cooper gets you a good partner for tonight. Goodbye, Mary.
Kenny? The coin didn't work last night, did it?
That was my fault. I was so nervous. I left it at home.
Kenny?
Thank you.